Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Boomer.
I'm okay with that.
That's the one instance.
Yeah.
It's totally acceptable.
Damn. The fact that he was talking to an African-American audience just makes it all the more completely out of touch. Let me tell you what's cute about all you little black kids. I learned about pot and gang members.
Well, and nothing says...
Corn Pop, he was a bad dude.
Nothing says I understand the African-American experience by fixating on the one summer that you worked at a black pool.
Well, he even said...
that's like the only material you got, Joe.
It's pretty well established that he had told a bunch of lies about his... And I like Joe Biden, but he told a bunch of lies about his civil rights activism and all these marches he was at. And when he was called on it, he said, well, what I really did is I worked at a... African-American pool.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's his thing. Like, this was his
big, you had a job.
This was his moment. Those kids fascinated by my blonde hair.
He also has a very strange cadence every time he talks to a predominantly African-American group. That clip could have been a part of the Corn Pop story.
Totally agree.
I the first time I heard it, I really thought somebody was replaying that same speech. He does this cadence. And he's not trying to sound black or anything like that. Not saying that at all. I'm saying he has a very... He, like, changes his cadence. Changes the way he talks. It's just weird.
It is.
Rach, what's the...
The Peloton story?
Either one, that or the Elizabeth Warren. If she can put her on a Peloton, I would appreciate
Sue
it.
Sue and Tony, what's your vote? Do you want to hear about Peloton or Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, you know I'm going Peloton.
Peloton.
All right. So there is a Peloton commercial. I have seen this commercial on TV where a husband gifts his wife for Christmas, his very thin wife, I might add, gives her a Peloton. And she goes, oh my gosh, a Peloton. And the commercial goes on to see her waking up every morning and riding the Peloton no matter what. And then a year later, she's like 2 pounds lighter because she's already real thin. And she said, I had no idea how much this experience would change me. Thank you.
Then she left.
Let me guess.
Oh.
So people
Please
are complaining
guess.
By saying that it's in some way glorifying skinny people and working out.
No. It's sexist.
Sexist, yep.
Oh.
Because
a man gave a woman something to make her
any
prettier.
Husband
yep.
that gives his wife an exercise tool for Christmas, especially when she already looks this good, this is so sexist. This is absolutely not okay. This is a direct quote from a Vice article. I have to think that they're trolling us at this point. Her grim motivation that pushes her to drag herself out of bed, combined with exclaiming at the camera how blatantly, inexplicably nervous the Peloton makes her, paint a bleak portrait of a woman in the thrall of a machine designed to erode her spirit as it sculpts her quads. The 30-second commercial is a mere glimpse into the barrage of horror its protagonist, a young wife and mother, slogs through daily.
Wow.
It's just a commercial.
Yeah.
It's just a woman getting a bike for Christmas. It is a stupid commercial. It's dumb. But you wrote a think piece about it?
The kind of people that they are advertising to at Peloton, the kind of people that might buy that are very intense.
Yes.
You're at a level.
Yes.
When you need a Peloton in your house, you are at a level of fitness.
It's not your first bike.
You don't start there.
Yeah.
So... It's not like
someone in a trailer is giving his fat wife a bag of salad.
The kind of person you buy that for is somebody who is very, very into fitness.
They want the Peloton
and needs to take it to the next level. It's not. Yeah,
I would love
it's
it if somebody
the first
bought me one
piece of like. Oh, I had no idea. That
what are you trying
were
to say?
Get me something in the fitness realm. That's not my thing.
Tony, you are
That's
so
not
right.
who they're advertising to. They're advertising to extreme fitness people. That's their audience. And they're, and yeah, where it doesn't mention that article that maybe in this fictional story that this commercial is telling.
Okay.
That the
real
wife
question.
Asked for one.
Real question. I know that this is a talk show. I know that we have 4 hours to fill, and I love these stories. But, Rach, every time there's a school shooting, you say...
We're just giving it coverage.
Yes.
We're glorifying
yes.
it.
So this whole thing, I don't even know how to... I don't want to attribute it to millennials or snowflakes or blah, blah, blah. Just whoever these people are who really believe these things. Like, shouldn't we just ignore them?
Yes, but... It's designed, yeah, you're right. It's designed to get us to talk about it. For all we know, Peloton could have intentionally made the ad a little sideways just in case someone wanted to write a think piece about it. No one's not buying a Peloton because of this. But there are so many people in their 20s working for media companies, and the way they could publish an article on Vice is if they just found something so stupid and made it problematic.
So,
like, I'm going to do a hit piece on the 30-second Peloton ad, and some executive goes, I love it. Write it up. 500 words.
So if a woman bought a Peloton in an ad for her obviously overweight husband, fine?
They would probably...
Are they white?
Oh, that's...
Would it matter if they're black?
Yes.
If the woman's mm-hmm. black?
I think so.
I don't think it would be, there would be an outrage there unless it, I think the outrage, if there was going to be outrage, would turn to a weight thing. But in this situation, it's, wow, what husband would buy their wife an exercise tool for Christmas? She's so nervous every day. She's getting up talking about how nervous she is. And then at the end of the year, she looks exactly the same, but says she feels different. Blah. Well, if they would have shown her losing 30 pounds, that would have been picked apart, too.
It would have been body shaming.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. I just
yes.
thought it was dumb, so I wanted to make fun of it on the show. But
I get why we
talk
about it.
This isn't a real thing. It's
not
real.
I just mean in life, how do we make these people go away?
I don't know.
Oh, they won't. They're just always going to be complainers and... It makes people feel special to feel like a victim or to feel like they're exposing some kind of evil. And if your version of that is griping about the 30-second Peloton ad, go for it, Buster.
I have a more serious version of that.
Okay.
There is a man in Tennessee who is set to be executed after 26 years on death row. So what he did...
This is just like the Peloton
story. What he did, he's slightly obese, but he worked out in prison. No, what he did was 30 years ago... A girlfriend broke up with him. So he took a can of gas, threw it on her while she was in her car, threw a match in, and immolated her alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got the death penalty. He's avoided it for 26 years. But because of, I think, diabetes, he's lost his eyesight. So now the Supreme Court's going to take up whether it's humane to execute him, since it would be, swear to God, such a bad optic, no pun, for him to be led into the room and put to death.
I hate
this. Is a real conversation.
I hate everything.
It's a real lawsuit. There are people.
If you're for the death penalty for people with sight but not people without sight, you really need to
examine
your motivations. Because if you're worried about how the death penalty makes you look from a PR sense, I mean, you're literally sentencing someone to die. So if you're against that in general, great, but we can't be,
yeah.
As long as you're able-bodied, we can put you to death. But if you broke your ankle and someone's going to have to hold you by the elbow while we walk you into the room, are you kidding me? That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Remember the last guy?
Stick to the death penalty. Yeah.
The last guy was too much.
Tim's walking into us going, just stick to the death penalty. Put him to death.
You told me to come in. I thought it was light.
One guy was too fat.
Yep.
Which... I almost understood because they didn't have enough drugs to kill him.
One guy had some weird condition that shot may cause more pain than it would to somebody else.
There's also another lawsuit. About a dozen people, their executions have been put off because they're complaining about the drug cocktail. My God. I mean, I'm not a big death penalty guy. I would be fine if they said there's no more death penalty. It's just going to be life in prison without parole, and it's not going to be fun. You're not going to have Netflix. You're not going to get your PhD. You're going to be in real prison. I'm fine with that. I don't have a bloodlust. But if we have it, I mean, haven't we figured out what cocktail we can use to put people to death?
Yeah.
I mean,
and just stick to the debate about the death penalty.
Yeah.
Because that's a real debate.
Right.
It really is. But,
yeah. but don't act like you're making
when
it
you're
about
saying,
other things. Oh, I'm okay with the death
penalty. It's
going
to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah. Not to somebody who.
Well, he's probably going to be uncomfortable because he's going to die.
Yeah.
So, like, that it really is the greater issue at hand. Are you okay with putting someone to death?
I agree.
Got it. All right. So, how worried are you about making it a pleasant experience?
Tim,
there's
a story where a guy in Tennessee burned his girlfriend alive because she broke up with him 30 years ago, and he's on death row, tons of appeals. Nope, he did it. But now he's lost his eyesight. Mm-hmm. So they're afraid that's going to be a bad look of, like, leading him into the room. He's also, I think very cleverly, it's now legal in his state to use the electric chair. Mm-hmm. And he has said, I want the electric chair. Because I think that's brilliant, because it's a lot harder for most people to envision that than it is like being put to sleep.
Did he really lose his sight, or did he lose his sight like Cosby did?
I think he really lost his sight.
Cosby is out there like, hey man, pointing at people.
Cosby can see better than me.
Yeah, that's the dumbest. So if you're in prison for 26 years and you stay healthy, then
put him to death.
We can kill you
all day long.
I had no problem with that.
Hop on in that chair.
But
buddy,
in those 26 years, if you develop diabetes or something, now, oh God, we can't put him.
Yeah, this would be so sad.
To death.
When did it become?
I wonder what
a...
the family of the girl who got burned alive in her car.
Right.
Thinks.
That's
you
what
know,
I mean.
This is interesting because a couple weeks ago we were talking about the last Nazi on trial, and we were all like, well, he's not all of us, but I was definitely like, but he's old. This is kind of just an extension of that, right? It really just matters where your trigger is. If it's, oh, you can't do that to a blind
but
guy.
Okay. I think it's capacity. So if someone were to develop Alzheimer's, I don't think you can do it.
Yeah.
And having a father who died of Alzheimer's and someone who's very active raising money for Alzheimer's, I would still have to say, if the murderer develops Alzheimer's, he's still a murderer.
From the time the trial is over, they're convicted and found guilty. If he's of present mind to stand trial and everything else, and then that happens, you can't. You
but
can't
I don't
hesitate.
Think they would. I think if someone That's is crazy. Not of sound mind, they won't put him to death.
And whether it's blind or that, how many guys who are sentenced to death are just doing something to their eye?
Right.
I mean, physically, be
right.
like, well, that's better.
Put a bunch
than
of Ajax
dying.
In your eyes.
Yes.
But or why not just eat? Why not get fat like the one guy did? So you can't. Well, can't kill me now. I'm too fat.
There was a guy.
Yeah, but then you miss out on your last meal, and it's like.
Yeah, speaking of last meals, this is not funny. But there was a guy about a month ago that thought he was going to be put to death. Ordered his last meal, and they said what it was, and it was like a classic last meal, just like a whole bunch of stuff. And then they put it off for a day, and so he had another one the next day.
Yeah, I remember
oh,
that.
Wow.
So it's like.
Story. Yep.
I still say, I've always, this has never made sense to me. If I have to get a blood test, I can't eat. I mean, out of nervousness. If I know I'm dying tomorrow,
I couldn't
choke down a cracker.
You could put the most delicious anything in front of me and I'm not going to be able to eat.
But by
There's
then,
no way.
All the things you've been through and the time you have to wrap your head around
yeah,
it
that's
and
a good
all
point.
The terrible food you've mm-hmm. been eating for who
yeah.
knows how long. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Know.
You've
yeah.
probably gotten to a point where you can enjoy it.
Mm. Not if they're killing me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can give me 100 years to come to terms with it. But the day they come to get me...
You're a little anxious.
A little anxious. 5:30 DGS. Our buddy Tim Convy from Courtney & Company hanging out with us. You guys did another $10,000 week, 3 weeks in a row for Operation Food Search through Hardee's. That's fantastic. We're going to be out at the Butler Hill Hardee's down south this Friday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. As Rach said, now that the holidays are solidly upon us, we think the stocking caps will go really quickly, so I would get there earlier if you want to get one of these stocking caps.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I ran in that last segment. Andrew told me you guys were talking about the Peloton thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got this.
And then we switched into
tell us your thoughts.
Like, what is going on?
What are your thoughts, Tim?
We're like, so abortion.
I'm sure I don't have a hot take. No one's said already. I think it's a
well. There's no need for you then, is there?
No. Nice. I thought it was a great ad. Like I saw it and enjoyed it. I was like, oh yeah, they nailed this one. That's what they
yep.
should be doing. And then I didn't. Usually I see that like, oh, people are gonna be upset about that. I didn't on this one. Now I'm like, oh okay, I understand the point they're making. But like,
It's a bleak portrait of a woman in the thrall of a machine designed to erode her spirit as it sculpts her quads.
I still want one.
That's my point, is that, like, they're selling those things, and I don't think they're selling, I don't know.
Okay, let's take this seriously. Just syllogistic logic. Mm-hmm. When you boil it down, and you get past the fake sexism, mm-hmm. they're saying that exercise is shameful. That it's breaking down her spirit as it builds up her quads. Well, that's what all exercise does. That's what all resistance does. Mm-hmm. That's what having a difficult childhood does. That's what going to law school does. Like, going through difficult things isn't fun, but I think most of us agree that whether it's bench pressing or it's getting through a difficult divorce or whatever it is, it builds you up. It builds your character. It makes you stronger. I don't like the opinion or the narrative that doing something hard, even if it's for your quads, is somehow wrong.
No. The point was her husband.
No. I get all that.
Rules with the tyrannical.
I get all of that. Okay. I understand. But what I'm saying, the whole thing about it breaks her spirit, because in the commercial, she's like, I'm so nervous about this and I'm not going to be the best in class. And then it's like, oh, they said my name. Like, it's Rocky.
Yeah.
It's a montage of like, oh my gosh, nope. I don't belong here, and now I'm killing it.
Rocky was sexist.
And I didn't see it and think it was unrealistic. I mean, there are people who love those things, and I didn't see it and think it was unrealistic, and I would argue that if I saw the same ad, if they were to make another one, and the wife bought one for her husband, I wouldn't think twice. I would just be like, this is telling me the story of a couple, of two individuals, and this, that's what I thought.
Is it a Peloton ad, Rach, we've talked about this, where it's a black couple, and they're racing each other, and of course the woman wins, and I'm like, there's 0% chance.
Oh, it's Dwayne Wade and
yes.
Gabrielle. Yeah.
There's 0%
chance. Professional athlete, mind yeah. you.
Dwayne yeah. Wade's going to win.
Yeah.
Right. Who is he racing?
His wife, Gabrielle
wife.
Union.
Oh, okay.
Not just, he's a professional
right.
athlete.
But it's just, I hate that so much. Is it possible that his wife would beat him? Sure. But I hate
Dwayne
the fact
Wade.
That nobody, yeah. no one has the balls to have Dwayne Wade beat his wife.
Maybe they were on different settings.
Yeah. Maybe reword that.
Yeah, dude. Right.
Maybe not.
Why would they be on different settings, you
That's right. Pig. Good grief.
Wow. I'm just, yeah, you're right. I apologize.
She was probably on a harder setting than
you. You can take the boy out of Priory.
I thought, here we go. I thought the same thing when I saw that. Like, yeah, obviously she's going to win. It's not yeah. even close.
The one that really pisses me off, and I've talked about this one before, is the ad, BMW maybe, where the woman is breaking up with the guy and she backs up in his driveway and almost hits him mm-hmm. and dumps all of his stuff on the driveway and then drives away feeling good about herself. Never do that the other way around.
No. Oh, no.
Can you imagine a guy no. pulling up, dumping his ex-girlfriend's crap, almost hitting her,
yep.
and all of her neighbors are like, whoa.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. Got rid of that bitch.
Uh-huh. And they're high-fiving.
Never.
Yep. I agree.
Never.
I agree. Because all you think about is what he did to deserve it. Yeah. It would be funny, though. I'd like to see that ad. But again, the Peloton one, if it was switched there, I don't think I'd think anything of it.
Nope. Mm-mm. I wouldn't.
Because you're normal.
Oh, yeah.
Tony said he had
Dwayne
stuff.
Wade, maybe it's just not, biking's not his thing. Maybe she, I don't know.
Remember, last year when Melania Trump revealed the White House
I don't.
Christmas decorations.
People were like, she's the witch from Lion the Witch in the Wardrobe,
the
like
blood.
Winter
there
witch.
There was a lot of red decorations in the trees, and they said it looked like the trees were bleeding, and it was the blood red trees.
Seems fair.
Oh, come
this
on.
Is the worst.
Seems reasonable.
This is the grossest, ugliest. And we said at the time had Michelle Obama had the exact same decorations, it would be like, she is so, her sense of fashion.
Oh my goodness.
She is just amazing. Well, they just revealed this year's White House Christmas tree display, which is called, which has been called the Spirit of America. And critics are saying that it looks like something out of a horror film.
Oh, And you know what? I love those Christmas specials where they do the tour of the White House every year and they there show all the trees that go in it. What is it, gold this year or something?
It's
what?
Terrifying, isn't it?
Is that the spirit of America is the theme?
Yes. Yeah, it looks like something out of a horror film.
I disagree. It looks like a lovely Christmas background.
That's what I mean.
Background.
These beautiful. Decorators work there all year round.
I didn't see a story that said it was a waking
gorgeous.
Nightmare, but people were mad that Melania was wearing a coat as she led people around the White House. Saying that this is just an example of how she's not a good hostess. She's cold. She's got her coat around her shoulders.
It's a Christmas tree display.
She's ready to take off at any time.
It's a Christmas
tree. I think we need to stop writing think pieces about every single thing. Like, everybody is a critic, for real. To the point where we're writing 500 words about the Peloton ad and Melania's coat as she walks us through the White House and shows us the spirit of America.
I think we all know that I'm not going to be president. But if by some chance I would, you guys know me and my moods, I would blow up Belgium. Like, just something like this would piss me off. I would just be like, let's invade Canada. I would have to take out my poison.
Some people have said that that parts of the display look like scenes from The Shining.
Because it's a big, long hallway.
Some people
say it's the White House.
Yes.
Some people say that parts of it look like it's from the Blair Witch Project.
Wow. God. I thought it's just pity.
And other horror movies.
And other. Those are the
Ghost
two that
Mr.
have been
Chicken.
Cited. Yes.
The Blob.
So we've made fun of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for years.
Yes.
Because Santa's such a jerk.
He's so mean.
Now, a new generation has seen it, and they're calling for it to never be shown again. Swear to God.
For that reason?
This is real.
Oh.
It's not like us saying, like, man, Santa's kind of a hard case, isn't he?
Not for Santa, though, I bet.
Yes. Not just for Santa, but for all the bullying.
Disability shaming.
Yes.
Because Rudolph has a
disability.
Has a red nose.
And he has to cover it up.
So he's different.
And Santa is the poobah. And so he makes it okay. He enables everyone to bully Rudolph. And
he does too a little bit.
Oh, he's terrible.
And so does his dad, Donner.
Yeah. It's a meme.
He's like, no son of mine will be seen with a red nose.
Wow, you did that really well.
Yeah. I've seen it a lot.
It's a good Donner.
It's a really good Donner.
Really strong.
Yeah.
How's your Dasher?
If you're ready to, not as good. I haven't worked on Dasher as much.
My issue with that song, and I've done this on stage, full disclosure, it starts out, you know, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? If I know most famous reindeer 2 through 9, I think I know the most famous one.
It's kind of a setup.
Yeah. That question doesn't make any sense.
No. Yeah.
It's true.
You're like,
that's my,
tell
I don't
me.
Even get to the other part. Right. Right.
I'm more of a Blitzen guy.
Right. Which is like, you know, Joey and JC and
okay, real
Chris.
Question.
Yes.
Is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a creation of that song? Or did the song come after there was already the story?
Wow, good question.
Thanks,
Sam. Please.
The chicken and the egg.
I knew this because I believe we talked about it last year, and now I can't remember. I believe it was a department store.
Yep, I feel like
I'm looking at it right now.
I feel like the song. No, I felt like the song was first, but it, I could. But I
it says
guessing.
Right here on the internet: origin of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Robert L. May created Rudolph in 1939 as an assignment for the department store. Retailer had been buying and giving away coloring books for Christmas. Mm. In order to save money, they decided to create their own. So they created Rudolph.
Yeah, 1939.
So they created
the song was written in 1949.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he was around for about 10 years. Then he got his own theme song.
Who did it?
That song?
Is that a Burl Ives thing?
Well, he sings
Johnny
it, but,
Marks.
Yeah.
Old Johnny Marks.
The brother-in-law of Robert May, his creator.
Inside
nepotism.
Thing. Yep,
yeah, but he did a great job. We all know the song.
They both did I mean, that's... I'm into them both, regardless of what people are saying. That's a great song.
It is.
I'm a sucker for all the Christmas music, though.
In a related story to the Melania horror scene Christmas, Google and YouTube have taken down more than 300 video ads from YouTube from Donald Trump's reelection campaign. This is a report from 60 Minutes. So not some conservative whatever. This is from 60 Minutes. 300 video ads, over 300 video ads have been taken off of YouTube YouTube says it's because the ads violated company policy. However, they did not explain how the ads violated company policy. The ads actually ran.
Can you
for
do this story
days.
As Donner?
No, I don't think so. No son of mine will be watching a Trump ad on YouTube.
Google! Oh,
geez, easy. The mic with my headphones.
Is there a guess as to why it was censored? Like, are, at least
well,
a thing that they point to?
Well, there's a lot of conservative groups that have said for a long time that they don't get equal ad space on YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. I have seen hundreds of Bernie Sanders and Tom Steyer, like, constantly. I've never seen a Trump ad.
So do they just not sell it to him?
They took them off. They sold them to him, but then they took them off because they said they violated.
Do they say
YouTube
what violated?
They didn't say why it
That's
violated.
That's convenient.
Policy. I wonder if they kept the money.
But they said it violated policy. Now, these are like official. These aren't like,
right.
You know, some super PAC. Yeah. Making, these are campaign ads.
President of the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, are these the ads that they're, are we saying they've taken the ads out of rotation that they paid to play in front of other videos? Or he just put up a video that hoped people would spread and they took that down? So
no,
the content
the
itself.
The paid ads.
Got it.
They the said paid ads.
Yeah, I'm with Rage. I wonder if they'd give him a check back.
Yeah, they bought them, they ran them for a few days, and then they said they violate policy and they took them down.
546 DGS. Come out and see us do the show live from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Friday at the Butler Hill Hardee's. Of course, we're collecting money for Operation Food Search. You guys have raised $30,000 in 3 weeks. Just tremendous, tremendous. Can't thank you enough. We were just talking on the break. Convy said, who do you think is going to get the nomination? And I still think it's Hillary. I really do. Tony said that Stuart Varney says he thinks it's Bloomberg. I've heard a lot of people saying that they think it's going to be Bloomberg. I mean, $100 million is $100 million. And I made the comment, and everyone agreed, that Trump-Bloomberg is the only race I have no interest in.
Yeah.
Trump and anyone else will be epic.
Yeah.
Trump and Bloomberg bore me to tears.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because they're both New Yorker millionaires?
They're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both big, blustery, doughy-faced white billionaires.
I thought Barney's prediction was super interesting. It came out, I saw the story this morning, I think he said it on his show yesterday or was being interviewed, and he basically said that the Democrat Party is so fractured, it's so split, that you have on the same stage, in the same group, you have socialists that are against everything that a billionaire stands for and a billionaire. And they're on the same team, and that he thinks that, you know, that the vote will be so split that somebody like Michael Bloomberg, just with all the money and influence he can, that you wouldn't even need as much support as you would normally need to win the nomination because the vote will be so split.
Don't you think now that Kamala has dropped out, they're going to drop like flies?
Yes.
I would think so. I was surprised to see her drop.
I was too.
So early.
I didn't realize how bad she was doing, though.
Mm-hmm. And sort of quickly bad. I think Tulsi really hurt her at the last debate, people were saying.
Is Marianne Williamson still hanging in there? I know she's not at the debates,
it's
but is
question.
She still
I've not heard her name.
Acting like she's running?
I don't think that she has
officially dropped
officially
out?
Ended her campaign.
There's a handful of those that were in that first round that are, you know, theoretically still running for president.
Right. Yeah.
But they're not, I mean, this next round is, I think, what it's going to come down to.
It's what's, to me, the most surprising is that she had qualified for the December debate.
Yeah.
You think that she'd
take one more shot.
Yeah, just for the FaceTime of national TV.
Yeah.
Because at least go to the debate and then, you know, shut it down.
And a big moment makes a difference. And Bloomberg on that stage now, there's a whole other player, new dynamic. She could score some points.
Kamala spent Thanksgiving in Iowa campaigning that hard. That was last week. So something happened in the last like couple of days.
I really
because she brought her whole family to Iowa to have Thanksgiving there to stay in front of the Iowa voters trying to make headway for the Iowa caucus. So you're not working that hard up until through last week. if, you know, she obviously at that point was still very serious. Something happened in the last just couple of days.
Money. I read they mismanaged some funds pretty poorly, yeah. and there was yep. just not much left.
That would make sense for how quickly she did it.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the Bloomberg thing, the one thing that maybe is interesting if you put the two of them together is they genuinely don't like each other. And in a real way, all these other people Trump doesn't know because he came into politics later. They are New Yorkers, cross yeah. paths a lot, and have a real
True.
Loathing for one another. It's slightly more personal, and I think it could be interesting.
I just don't see it happening because when someone like Elizabeth Warren has the momentum she has trying to take down billionaires— Do you really think if Sanders and Warren supporters can't get their candidate on the stage, are they even interested in showing up to the polls?
That's a really good point.
Right.
I think maybe a Sanders-Warren voter could hold their nose and vote for Buttigieg. They're not going to vote for
And even
Bloomberg.
Biden.
Yeah.
But you're literally a billionaire. You're like Trump in every way other than political affiliate. You know what I mean? Like, this is
and
the person
very
you're trying
recently,
to take down.
You were a pretty conservative Democrat.
Right.
Before he went on this apology tour and took back everything he's ever stood for.
Who's that? Sorry. Who's
Bloomberg.
That?
Bloomberg.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, and he was a flat-out Republican,
mm-hmm.
not too. Like, when he was Giuliani's successor, it was as a Republican, I believe, as mayor of New York. Yeah. I don't know. Out, I was going to say it was going to be fascinating.
You were really building up there.
What were we talking about right
I was
before
excited.
Somebody Kamala, bam. Money, mismanaging
gonna, man,
their
it was,
funds.
It was going to
oh,
be
They
good.
Really don't like Trump. He and
You were Trump. Like running up for the long jump and he just fell. His face planted in the sand.
Sorry.
Man. The debates, I don't know.
Socialist.
Oh yeah, that was. Thank
Here we
you.
Go.
Yeah, there
we
go. All
right. Oh, do you He's think there's enough top. People? So to your point about people just saying, "No, I'm not going to go vote for a Biden or a Bloomberg." Do you think there were enough Bernie supporters who were rah rah Bernie? Hillary gets the nomination. They didn't go support, but now feel so guilty. Perhaps I think there's a lot of people with Trump in office that they're whoever goes up on
They'll
that
vote
side,
for anybody,
Bloomberg or Biden. They know because in their minds, learn their lesson for. Being too cool for Hillary.
I don't think Bernie bros have regrets from 2016.
And I don't think a Bernie bro could vote for a billionaire.
No.
So it kind of defines them.
Yeah, if they would have really had a conscience about it at the time, Bernie wouldn't have stayed in the race until, what was it, August? It was crazy. It was real late.
It's a good point. Someone like me, who does not like Trump, could go vote for Trump because I'm a grown person. And it's going to affect my family and my career, and I can't have Sanders or Warren or someone like that. And I am judging Bernie bros, but I'm thinking that maybe they're more idealistic to where they would say, I don't care, give Trump another 4 years, there's no way I can vote for Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I mean, that
they're
was the,
they're more principled than me.
That was the whole point in 2016. You literally had the Democrats saying, we are giving this to Hillary. Like, just back off. It's her turn. There was documents that show Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to step down
Donna
because
Brazil.
Of it.
Yeah.
It was terrible. But they were all like, no, we won't burn it. We can't
Brazil
elect a Clinton
literally
again.
Literally gave Hillary Clinton the questions.
I know.
Yeah.
My God.
Yes.
But if Bloomberg or Biden shows a little bit more charm, a little bit more something, they might get more of them than Hillary did of
think,
the Bernie
I don't
bros,
think a true Bernie said, bro or Elizabeth Warren supporter sees the difference between Michael Bloomberg
and Donald,
and Donald Trump.
Trump
because billionaires are evil.
But I'm arguing...
And it's just evil either way.
But I'm arguing they see the difference between Michael Bloomberg and Hillary Clinton and feel better about voting for a Bloomberg.
This is awkward Biden. Because next we have Trish Gazelle on and all she wanted to talk about was Bloomberg.
Oh,
so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.